This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Thank you for joining me again this week on the Killer Innovation Show. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Over the years, I've noticed that I get the exact same or very similar set of questions after my talks, my workshops, after I teach boot camps, or even during these talks when I open up the audience for Q&A. What this tells me is that there are a set of common questions that are in the minds of most people interested in innovation. There's kind of this mystique, mystery, wonderment around what's the magic behind innovation. So, this week's show, I'm going to go through the 9 most common questions that I get. These are the ones that I hear repeatedly over and over and over again. Now, I'm doing it in the show in anticipation that one or more of these questions are the same ones you have rattling around in your head. Now, look, I've been in your shoes. You've been asked to take on maybe some innovation role. You're trying to build a team. You're trying to impress your boss on how innovative or creative you get. But you are in absolute fear that you're going to get asked a question that you don't know the answer to. So this week's show, I'm hoping to be able to knock out the 9 most common questions that I hear. And if you're an innovation leader, they are more than likely the most common questions you're going to hear from your leadership, from your team, from the innovation antibodies within your organization. So let's dive right in. First question, how do I define innovation? Yes, I get this question all the time. How do I define innovation? Like there's some magic to the definition. Now, I like to keep it simple. The way I define innovation is ideas that become real where someone is willing to exchange value to get it. Ideas that become real when someone is willing to exchange value or whatever that innovation is. It's not just about the ideas. Ideas are easy. I've got notebooks, I've got Tupperware containers sitting here in the studio full of idea notebooks that I have filled out over the years. You know what the value of those are? Zippo. Until you take an idea and make it real, that's where the value gets created. Now, value also is what is willing someone to pay you for it, or how they're willing to exchange value. You've got this really great idea. Maybe the value is a licensing to get to that idea. Maybe it's they're just going to buy the product or service that your idea turns into. It's an idea that becomes real that someone is willing to exchange value for. That's all there is to it. Don't have to go through the, you know, all kinds of gyrations. Keep it simple. Ideas that become real. That's all innovation is. Now, the show's name is Killer Innovation. One of the most common questions I get is, what is a killer innovation? Now, I'll tell you, some people are really, really turned off by my use of the word killer. In fact, just in the last couple of weeks, someone posted over on Facebook know, each week we post the YouTube video and or audio of the show. So if you are big, if you're a YouTube Red subscriber or whatever, you can get the show now over there. And someone posted, I'm thinking it was on a Facebook post of the YouTube audio, if I recall correctly, over on the Killer Innovations page about really attacking me on this concept of killer, like it's, you know, guns and ammos and all those kinds of things. Now, when I started the show 13 years ago, we're in season 14. We started the show 13 years ago. What I meant by the word killer, this is 2005, was that it was a really great innovation. It was a game-changing innovation. It was a disruptive innovation. It was the innovation. Back, you know, in the late 1990s, early 2000s, people were using the word killer to mean, oh man, that's a killer app, which meant that that was the best app. And so therefore, I named the show Killer Innovations. Now, again, even to this day, people get hung up on the word killer. Now, what is the definition? What's the definition that I've stood by the entire 13 years of the show? And what is it I mean by a killer innovation? What I mean by a killer innovation is an innovation that is a significant and highly profitable departure from what current offerings or practices that would be difficult to duplicate. So an innovation, a killer innovation, that is a significant and highly profitable departure from current offerings or practices, things that are commonly in the market, and important and, that would be difficult to duplicate. So you're doing something that's different from what's in the marketplace. You create value where people will give you more value for it, and there's a barrier to entry. That is the definition of a killer innovation. Nothing more, nothing less. Different, high value, with a barrier to entry. That is a killer innovation. Doesn't mean it's going to be a $1 billion business. It's not going to be a $100 billion business. It's not the new Facebook, you know, those kinds of things. In this case, it is just simply a radical departure that's highly profitable that is difficult to duplicate. You've created some barrier, some uniqueness, something that's going to be hard for someone else just to immediately come in and coattail off of you. The next question I usually get after that is, oh, okay, so incremental innovation is of no value. No. There are multiple types of innovation, incremental being one of them. An incremental innovation is when you build on top of an existing innovation with something new and unique. So you have an existing product, you enhance it, you add some level of innovation to it, and that's an incremental innovation. One example that's in the automotive industry today is take Ford. The Ford F-150 pickup truck's been along for a long time. An incremental innovation, now I would call it incremental, Ford might be offended, may not refer to it as incremental, was going to an all-aluminum frame in the Ford F-150. Made it much lighter, better gas mileage, all kinds of benefits for it. I would view that as an incremental. It's an existing product, been out there for quite some time, and that incremental innovation that creates incremental value to the base product, in this case, a Ford F-150 pickup truck, the most popular truck in North America, now being made with an aluminum frame. So that's an example of incremental. Now, incremental innovations can be highly valuable since most organizations depend on these incremental innovations to pay the rent while that next disruptive innovation is being worked on. In most cases, if you look back, even for highly innovative organizations, more than 90% of the revenue is going to come from existing products and services, which require constant flow of incremental innovations. About 10% of the revenue comes from something that is totally disruptive, way out there, just totally changes and transforms that market. So if 90% of your revenue is from your existing product line, there's a huge amount of value for incremental innovations. Now, in the innovation game, people get into those things that are the most valuable are those breakthroughs, disruptives, killer innovations. Those are the things that everybody should go for. Now, it's like getting on in baseball, getting up to home plate, and all you're looking for is bases loaded grand slams. They're very rare, very hard to do, and you will lose all of your games versus hitting singles, doubles, triples, a home run every once in a while. That's how you win games. The same thing is in the innovation game. It's not about, yes, you want to get that grand slam every once in a while, but quite honestly, totally disruptive, radically new things are rare, extremely rare. But to win, incremental innovation is the way you add innovation value to what it is you do today, whether that's improving call center efficiency or, you know, reduce shipping time or improve accuracy in the processes. Those are all incremental innovations, huge value. So hopefully this clarified my definition of innovation. What is a killer innovation? And dispel this concept that incremental innovations are of no value. That is not the case. Incremental innovations are of huge, significant value to most and all organizations that are out there. So don't overlook those incremental innovations and how you can add value in typically areas that you don't even think about, whether it be processes or finance or HR or shipping or manufacturing. There's a lot of areas for incremental innovations, and those add up pretty darn quick. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue on with the 9 most common questions about innovation that I get, and we'll be right back.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I want to just do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, which is Zoom. Zoom has been developed and is delivering just an absolute game-changer when it comes to video collaboration, video conferencing, communication, collaboration tools. Zoom has just been a game changer for me. I use it every day, have for a couple of years. Zoom has been a longtime sponsor. They started off allowing us to use Zoom here in the studio to bring guests in. Now Zoom is actually a financial sponsor. And through their financial support, we're actually able to give more money to the charities that we sponsor, which includes Hacking Autism and Pioneer Education Africa. So go on out, try it. Trust me, you'll love it. If you are using Zoom, let Zoom know about where you heard it, about this show. It's important for our sponsors to hear from our fans and listeners about how they heard about the technologies and tools and sponsorships that we make available. Zoom has partnered with us. They've made a free account available. You can check it out. It will allow you to collaborate with 50 people, 50 people. So check it out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom. And get your free account now. So let's continue on with the 9 most common questions about innovation that I get when I'm out there talking, doing my workshops, etc. So, next question. Why is innovation so difficult? There's kind of this thing that, oh, I can just do it. There's a 10-step process. There's a magic formula. There's some app that I can download and magic happens. Because it's not just about the idea. There are a lot of pieces that must come together to turn an idea into a game-changing killer innovation, or even just an incremental innovation. And most of these things, you are not in control of. Trust me, it looks easy. If you look at, you know, products that you just love and passionate about, whether it's a new mobile app, some new social media platform, some new electronic device that you're carrying in your pocket, though it may look easy because you're looking at the end result, you're not understanding everything that comes behind it. So when I give an answer to this question, the next question I get right away is, so what are some of these things you cannot control? Innovation's difficult. You're not in control of everything. So what are some of these things you can't control? One, and this is one I'm still working on, which is timing. You may have the best idea, but if the market's not ready, if the technology is not ready, you need, you know, another generation of silicon. Government regulations are not ready because they hadn't predicted this kind of product or service. You are stuck. Look, Steve Jobs and Apple did not invent the smartphone. You could argue whether it was Nokia or Palm that invented the smartphone, but it was not Steve Jobs and Apple. Steve and Apple just got the timing right. They waited for another couple iterations of silicon, get the next generation of processors, next generation of some software capabilities, but the fundamental of the original iPhone was a smartphone that had already existed across the board for many, many years. It was about patience and getting that timing right. Now, a saying that I repeat often to teams who are frustrated in the slow traction of the innovation. They've done something, they've launched it, they're not getting the response they're anticipated, they're not getting, you know, 10 million downloads for their app, and then they call me to ask for advice. Right? The difference between a good idea and a great idea is rarely the idea. It's most likely the timing. Getting the timing right. Now, the flip side of this and the question I get is, okay, innovation is difficult. There's a lot of things I cannot control that will impact it. What are some of the things that I can control around turning my idea into an innovation? The number one piece of advice I will give you on what you can control is your team. Innovation is a team sport. Who you hire, who you allow to be on your team will be the most important decision you make. Now, what do I look for? I look for two things: passion and culture. What I mean by culture is are they aligned with my culture? Cornerstone, you can go to anybody on my team today, any of my staff, any people that I've worked with in the past, and ask them what I call my cornerstone culture, and that is honesty and integrity. If you dance up against the line and play it a little loose, you're not going to survive on my team. So what I look for is passion, energy, love, just the energy of, gosh, this is going to change the world. We're going to make this happen. Love for what it is you do. And then the culture match. I can teach the technical skills. It's, in fact, passion and culture more important than technical skills. I can teach, mentor the skills. If you're a jerk, there's no room on my team for you. Now, when it comes to hiring, I've not always done this very well. I've hired people because of credentials or reputation or, somebody I know and trust referred them, and I didn't really look at it hard. In those cases, I look back, and I've paid dearly for that. Paid dearly. Team is the most important thing you can control and is the thing that will have the most positive impact on your ultimate success. And again, I look for that passion and I look for that culture mix. It's not about, you got to have the basic skills. If I'm hiring a marketing person, they better know marketing. If I'm hiring a finance person, they better know finance, right? But for me, it is about, I assume they've got the core capabilities, passion, and culture match. In fact, today, in my current role as a CEO, and I repeat this over and over and over again, we hire to the culture. They don't match the culture, we bounce them out. Even though they've got unbelievable technical skills, they don't match the culture, they don't pass through the interview process. Because you let one bad apple in, it will poison the team, and you will cut your innovation capabilities in half, if not more, by just having one person get onto your team that isn't a match to what it is you're trying to achieve. So the one thing you can control, and you control it completely, is who do you hire, who do you let onto your team. You can't control timing, you can't control a lot of things, but you can control the team. Hire the right people. And yes, there can be a pressure to hurry up and hire because you got to get something done in a certain amount of time. Don't get persuaded to compromise. I've learned this over all my years. My one piece of advice, the thing you control, is the team. So, We're going to continue on in our conversation on these nine most common questions about innovation. I'm sure one of these are ones that you've got rattling around in your head. But if you have other ones that you would like for me to answer in the future, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com and we'll collect those up for a future show. But we're going to continue on. We've only gone through six. We've got three more to go, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I just want to do a quick shout-out to one of our new sponsors, which is HP. HP, it manufactures everything from PCs, workstations, laptops, desktops, displays, printers, all the products and technologies that allow you as a business owner, as an innovator, as a creative, to do the work you do each and every day. Now, HP has been gracious to providing us new technologies for our studio. If you're interested in seeing what we have actually here in the studio that HP is providing, you can go over to killerinnovations.com/HP. But go check out some of their new things. I'm a proud owner of a new EliteBook 360, a commercial laptop, ultra-thin, ultra-light. Carried it to New Zealand and Australia and Japan. I've had it with me in Europe. I use it each and every day and just absolutely love it. Great power, nice and thin, perfect product for what I need it for. But go check it out. Another area that HP is focusing in on here most recently that I am really happy about is around security and privacy. So check out their work in security and privacy, securing that laptop, securing your personal information, your family information, your children. Check it out. HP is doing some great stuff. Again, go over to killerinnovations.com/HP. So continue our conversation on the most common questions about innovation that I get when I'm out talking, speaking, doing workshops. This is one that I get when I'm typically speaking to, you know, chief innovation officers at conferences, and that is, what is the one of the biggest mistakes most organization makes when it comes to innovation? What is the biggest mistake most organizations make when it comes to innovation? And this one's an easy for me. It's one I've seen all the time. It's the one I've lived. And that is, they have a culture of failure not being allowed. They create a culture where failure is not allowed by the organization. Now, innovation is all about failure. If you aren't failing, you are not innovating. And best-in-class teams and organizations have a 90% failure rate. Now, if your failure rate's less than 90, then you aren't stretching. You're just not trying hard enough. You're making the safe bet. If you are above 90%, then take a look at how you're selecting and managing your ideas. 90% is kind of that optimal part of the curve for most organizations. And the challenge being is that these organizations that have this failure and don't understand how failure is actually a positive actually destroy any attempt from people within their team to innovate. Now, are you doomed if you're part of an organization? Well, that kind of weaves into the next question I get. How can an organization get over their fear of failure? How do you get an organization to change? If an organization is where failure is not allowed, you are not allowed to fail, perfection is the metric for success, and that's how you get promoted, how can an organization get over their fear of failure? By celebrating failure. When someone tries something and it doesn't work out, celebrate it. Pat them on the back. Woohoo, you gave it a good try. By rewarding failure. Now, when I got to HP and took over in the CTO role and we were forming what is still called the Innovation Program Office, or IPO, in the Innovation Program Office, we purposely put together a reward system where we celebrated and rewarded failures. Now, anybody across anywhere in HP could come up with an idea, and if the idea got selected, then they temporarily got moved into the Innovation Program Office, and they received funding and staffing and engineering support to take their idea and turn it into a real product. Now, we may get that product, may build a prototype, we may take it out in the market, try it out, and for whatever reason, it doesn't move forward. Well, guess what? We throw a heck of a party, and we pay bonuses. We paid bonuses to the teams to reward them for trying, for getting out there and just taking a swing at the plate, trying to get that idea to be successful. Not every idea is going to work, but we recognize them, we rewarded them. In some cases, we actually give promotions. We just recently did that within the organization I'm with now, where we had a project. It didn't work out, but the leadership team that drove that team was phenomenal. The project didn't move forward, is not going to go to commercialization. But guess what? The leader got promoted to a VP, which kind of blows everybody's mind. Like, whoa. They work on a project. The project didn't go forward, and you promoted them. Explain this to me. It's about rewarding the effort, rewarding the attempt, rewarding people that take and try to do something that is incredibly hard to do. Now, warning, if an organization has a history of punishing failure, you tried, you failed, you got demoted, you failed, you get fired, you get whatever, then changing the culture will be very, very hard and possibly impossible if the most senior people are not 1,000% on board. Okay. I'm going to say this again. If an organization has a history of punishing failure, then changing that culture is going to be very, very hard. And it could be impossible. And you got to be honest. If the CEO, the board, 100% of the top execs, if they're not 1,000% on board, then trying to change the culture, or you maybe trying to change the culture lowering the organization, get ready. You're going in for the long haul. Another question I get is, okay, I get the failure thing. Everybody talks about that. What is another mistake most organizations make? So if failure is the most common mistake organizations make, what's number two? Number two is not being patient. Now, I've said this many times. Innovation is hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Innovation is hard. And as a result, it's hard to predict when a breakthrough will occur. It's difficult to predict when the answer to a sticking point that allows an innovation to become real. When is that going to happen? You can't say, okay, Thursday at 3 o'clock, we're going to solve this really challenging, problem that we've been working on for the last 2 months. You don't know that. Now, what I've found is no matter how good you think you are at predicting and managing projects, when it comes to innovation, it takes longer than you think. Yet, most senior executives lose patience after about a year to 18 months. They want to see progress. This is where this law of 18 comes in. Law of 18 says that any senior executive can fund an innovation project for about 18 months, but if they don't see a deliverable, they don't see an impact, they don't see progress in the 18 months, then they lose interest. The project more than likely will lose funding, and the project will not go forward. So when the law of 18 kicks in, then they kill a project, and then sometime later, someone else takes the idea and turns it into a major market disruption, like the iPhone. Nokia, Palm, others had invented the smartphone, but they invented it when you couldn't make it thin, when you couldn't do as much sophistication in the software because the processor wasn't that good. When wireless broadband speeds were less because you didn't have 4G kinds of megabit speeds. So you had lower processor, lower resolution, less software capabilities because of CPU, and slower internet speeds. But you had a smartphone, right? In the law of 18, with all those companies or their parent companies who acquired them, they got tired of waiting and they killed those projects off or didn't really put the emphasis behind them. In this case, Steve Jobs and Apple and the team, I think it was six or seven, that were part of the iPhone team, which included Andy Grignon, who's a friend of mine, who joined me at HP after we acquired Palm. They kill it. They lose interest. And then all of a sudden, a winning product that totally disrupts the market takes off, in this case, the iPhone. So the most common mistake, failure. Second most common mistake is the lack of patience. And innovation takes patience. It takes time. It takes time to invent. You can't schedule it. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a show talking about daydreaming and the role of just being able to have time to think. And does 2 hours a week not doing anything, just thinking, does that improve the quality of your idea? So go back and listen to that show. Check that out. But again, being patient, one that we commonly overlook, and executives chalk it up to being frugal and prudent and those types of things. So we've covered 9 questions. I've got a secret bonus question right at the beginning of the next segment, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3? A pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of
of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. So we've covered the 9 most common questions that I get when I'm out there doing my workshops, my teaching boot camp, giving talks, lectures, coaching, mentoring, etc. But I've got a bonus question that I get. And the bonus question is, who are the best people to be innovators? Is there a certain type, you know, are they, you know, certain backgrounds, certain degrees? Who are the best people to be innovators? Basically, people are asking, who should I go off and look to hire? Now, I want to dispel that there's some categorization. Look, everyone is an innovator. It doesn't matter the role, the function, the education, the background, the skills, what gender you are, what companies you've worked for, what school you went to, it doesn't matter. Innovation is a skill that you can learn, you can practice, and you can become proficient at. Now, you're going to point to people within your organization or people you know, and you're going to say, whoa, some will be better at it than others, right? You know, Joe over there in R&D is really good at it, or you know, Sue over in design and graphics, she's really, really creative. But the real reason why they are so good at it is because they work at it. They practice it. Not about, you know, ooh, you got some special gift bestowed upon you. For them to get the skill they have that you recognize, they work really, really hard at it. And what's the saying now? 8,000 or 10,000 hours of practice to really become proficient? They work at it. They exercise their creative muscle every day. So here's my question to you. Do you exercise your creative muscle every day? If not, then don't sit back and complain because someone else is more creative and they got some special gift and you didn't get it, or they get the boss's attention for their ideas. This is something that is in your control. Now, I do all some exercises that I do. I've talked about them in the past. I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can try them yourself. Exercise your creative muscle every day. Put the time in. You're not going to have a six-pack stomach. You're not going to run a marathon. You're not going to, you know, summit out on Everest if you don't practice. Same thing happens in your creativity, your innovation skills. You got to work at it. Now, I'm going to, like I said, I'll put the link in the show notes. So hop on over to killerinnovations.com and I'll have a link to the show where I talk about the creative muscle exercises, the things I do daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly to keep my creative muscles tuned up. You can do the same thing. You can be as good at it as I am or as anybody else I know, but you got to put the hours in. You can't sit back and be a couch potato and then expect to be highly creative. So, what do you think of the questions? Did you have one or two of these questions rattling around in your head? If not you, I'm guessing you know someone who has these questions, but they're afraid to ask. Maybe it's somebody on your team. Maybe it's your boss who's picked up responsibilities for innovation. Now, typically when we're afraid to ask, we have this fear of sounding crazy or out of touch, given that everybody's talking about innovation. But what's the definition of innovation? That's probably the most common question I get. If you have someone in mind that maybe has these questions and doesn't have the answers, or you think this might help them, how about sharing this audio file with the questions and answers with them? You know, just send them the link and say, hey, check this out. One, it would help get people to be aware of the show, but hopefully this content is helpful to you, and you will know somebody else that it will also be helpful to. With someone listening, particularly to today's show, it may just help you convince one more person that they can play an important role in creating that next breakthrough innovation. Convincing somebody that, yes, they can be creative. Now, I really do appreciate that. Thanks for being part of the show this week. I look forward to spending this time with you. We put a lot of time into the content. I spent a lot of time creating the content and the shows each and every week for the last 13 years. And I do appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us today. So do you want to hang out? If you do, then join me over at theinnovators.community. The Innovators.community is a private Slack channel where I hang out every day with other creatives and innovators from around the world. You don't need to be some big title, chief innovation. It's everything from startups to individuals to people who recognize that they want to improve their skills. So check it out, theinnovators.community. And since you're listening to this show, you're obviously interested in innovation, creativity, and design. So join. Again, just go over to theinnovators.community and you'll find out all the information about the Slack channel and what it takes to join. Now, it looks like I need to wrap this up. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to kind of cut my ending here down a little bit. If you have any questions or topics you would like for me to cover in future shows, always looking for topic ideas, always looking for questions that I can answer as part of the show, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. Now, they come directly to me. There's no filtering. There's nobody reading them and summarizing them. You're not going to get a robot response. That email comes directly to my inbox. So it's phil@killerinnovations.com. And then, you know, I can reply to it. But again, what I'm really looking for is ideas on, you know, content, questions you want answered, suggestions for guests, whatever would make this show more useful for you. Maybe you have an idea for a series that we can run here on the show where it's a whole multi-week series. We're open to all kinds of ideas. And look, we've been doing content for 13, 14 years. It gets a little challenging. We want to make sure we stay connected with what you find valuable. So again, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. And again, my one ask is, let other people know about the show. Help me pay it forward. I do this show to pay it forward. Help me pay it forward by sharing the show with others. Now, here's my challenge for you today. Now, go out and exercise that creative muscle every day this week. Do not let the innovation everybody's get you down. Don't let the critics who tell you your idea is stupid, crazy, won't work. Don't let them get you down. Go out and change the world. The world needs us innovators to solve the challenges that we have. So with that, Look forward to talking to you next week. And we'll be right here. And let me know how I can help. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.